Good afternoon. I'm here with the lovely Danielle Writes It. And on this episode of Torrance's 15 Minutes, you know that when I have people, it's not 15 minutes. So I guess we'll see how long this one does go until she gets on my nerves. We were sitting here having a conversation. I was being berated about my type, what I'm looking for. It's a numbers game and blah, blah, blah. And I said to myself, I should be recording this for my podcast. Because she has a podcast too, but I'm sure it's not the ridiculous that I talk about. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, Torrance's people. My name is Danielle Hairston.
You had to say the whole name, but...
Well, my name is Danielle, aka Danielle Writes It. And yeah, happy to be here. A little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Happy to be here.
Why are you nervous? This is a candid conversation. This is why I enjoy this.
I know, but I feel like when you come to these kinds of tables, you don't represent just you.
But you was, what was you just doing over there?
But this is
you
like,
you was yawling me the whole time.
Right. Because I take pride in representing women like me. In situations like
I only want you to speak for yourself.
Okay, well, we'll speak for myself.
No, you won't. Look at you, nervous, moving stuff around. So what was your question? What am I looking for? What is my type?
What is your type?
My physical type.
Yes.
I told you I can't really answer that appropriately. Oh, I can't really answer that. Because I don't have necessarily a physical type.
Well, what does her looking a certain way mean?
She has to have my attention. I could walk into a room full of women, and I've done this, and not notice any of them because they don't look a certain way.
What is that certain way?
She's not looking attractive to me.
Okay, so she doesn't look attractive to you.
Okay.
So my point about the 1-10 ratio, you automatically...
How you figure? So let's dial that back then.
The 1-10 ratio. You said you could walk into a room and not even see women.
No, I didn't say I didn't not even see women. I know I'm in there with a room full of women.
But you're not paying any attention to them.
Because they don't catch my attention.
Way. Exactly. So in this 1-10 ratio, there's automatically about half of the women in that ratio.
Okay.
That you're not even paying attention to.
How you just say half? Let's do the flip side of that. I could walk into this room and all these chicks be bad. Bad. So now I'm in a conundrum. Because I have all these women who look ridiculous. And I don't like to limit myself when I'm single.
Because it's a numbers game, like I said.
It's not a numbers game.
It is.
I look at it this way. If I talk to her, then I'm probably missing something out on her.
So talk to them both.
I can't talk to them both.
Why not?
Because it's different. Why would I do that?
You can, I'm not saying that you have to go out and take them out and wine and dine them, but have
you,
a conversation.
This whole thing started.
With the dating, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
You see what you just did?
Okay, but yes, before you get to the date, you have to make sure that it's a person that you actually want to go on a date with.
Fair.
So there's nothing wrong with
wait. So how do you get to that point?
You have a conversation with the person.
At that time? So I'm in a room full of 10 women. And I have 8 conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I have 8 dates?
I mean, sure.
Sure.
If that's what you want.
If that's what I want. You hear yourself?
I don't know why it's difficult. What's difficult about that?
Like I said, she could be bad. And I get to talking to her, and I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
Then that's not somebody you want to go on a date with.
But that's what I'm saying. This whole thing started because I told you she had to catch my attention. I told you what makes me picky is what I don't see. I actually do believe, you know, that phrase, I do but I don't. Where they say, like, looks fade, you need to be with somebody, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Looks do fade, but what's going to get your attention first?
Okay, so have you tried having conversations with women that might not necessarily be your physical attention-grabbing woman? Why? Do you think that you can be attracted to someone because of the things that they possess?
Possess? Like how? Physical things?
No, like...
Like tangible things?
The other
things
that you wanted.
Like
things
that would make me high maintenance?
The other things that you wanted. The other things that you wanted that you said you're picky about. Could you date someone that has all of those things?
And she just don't look attractive? She's not attractive?
She doesn't catch your eye at first.
I mean, that happens. She'd be over there in that corner on a laptop with glasses on, working on copywriting.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you blinking so much?
Because I'm trying to see where this is going here.
I'm just saying, I hear you.
Okay.
But how do I say this? I make it happen.
Do you have a fear of commitment?
No, hell no. I love commitment. That's why I said it takes so much for me to be with somebody, because when I'm with them, I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. You got me. I've said this before. You got me. You won. You won. I'm not going nowhere, because I've made the conscious decision to be with your stinking ass, and we're going to ride this thing out. If we got an issue, we're going to talk about it. If it's something you don't want to do, we're not going to do it. If it's something I want to do, don't want to do, we're not going to do it. You want to do it, let's figure it out. I've made the decision to be here with this person. We're going to do this.
Okay.
Now, if at any point things start to fail, I have to look at myself and make sure I've done everything I need to do to make it work. If it still don't work, I'm out.
So why in a city?
Oh, here we
like
go.
Like Atlanta. Where there's so many beautiful, intelligent, passionate, giving, loving women.
Are they really doing all that?
Yes.
No, they're not.
What?
No, they're not. They're not doing all that. You speaking for yourself, you speaking for everybody else. Because remember, you said you feel obligated to speak on behalf
of
every black woman. Is it every black woman or every woman in Atlanta?
I'm just asking a question.
I asked a question too. You
got to answer my question. You can't ask a question.
Okay, what's your
to
question?
To answer a question.
What's your question?
The question is, why in a city where there are so many wonderfully passionate, beautiful, educated...
Why is it all of that? Why is it all of that? Why is it going to be all of that? Why can't it just be like in a city where there's so many eligible women?
Beautiful, educated, compassionate...
What? Why is it all of that?
Women.
Why is it all of
black
that?
Black women.
Why is it all of that? Why can't it just be in a city where there's so many women available?
Why do you feel... that
did you want some water or something? You've been here for a minute, you know.
Why do you feel that
you don't want any water?
You can't find someone.
Is that it?
I don't know. Is that it?
I saw a meme the other day. It was funny. It said, why are you single? And it said, because I live in Atlanta. And I laughed. And then somebody responded.
So you like keeping your options open?
Never said that. I mean, my options are open. Like I said, it takes a lot for me to commit. I'm going to let you answer that. Just let me know when you... Did you want some water or something?
Yes.
You're doing a lot of talking over here.
Yes.
I would make you some tea, but you know... Oh, you want some tea?
Yeah.
It's fine, I got time. You done yet? These people are just listening right now. This is just crazy.
Yes, I'm listening. Okay, sorry.
Why is it so difficult to find somebody here?
Yes.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Have you seen any patterns in your dating history?
When are we going to flip this on you is what I'm wondering.
You can ask me after you answer the question.
What do you mean by pattern?
Have you seen any patterns of behavior on your side or on the other person's side that you addressed?
I messed up one situation. I will say that. I messed up one situation.
You messed up one situation.
Because they were actually a rebound when they shouldn't have been. I should actually let that go, and I probably would have ended up back with them, and things would have worked out. That was it. I was young then. I was about 27. Didn't know any better. You know,
So in the last 9 years.
The last 9 years.
You haven't seen any patterns in your dating.
I give people full chances. I do. I start everything new. I throw away all the old shit because everybody's different. And I realize that you have to give somebody a chance to mess up. So I give chances. I give plenty of chances. Oh my God. I give so much rope. So much rope.
Okay, do you find, because I was talking to a guy and he was telling me how a lot of the time.
You talking to a guy, was this a date?
No.
No. Oh, it's just a guy you're talking to.
Yeah, he's just a friend.
Oh, okay.
So he was saying that most of the time women tend to leave the relationships before a man will. Do you agree with that? And has that been your experience?
A man will leave a relationship or a woman will? Well, you have to remember this is Atlanta. And so apparently, you know, you women feel like, I shouldn't say you women, I didn't like that. I don't like that. I'm not going to say that. Apparently, from what I've heard, you know, women here apparently understand that, what is it? The numbers are so low and so ridiculous and so bad that they are willing to, quote unquote, stick it out, I guess, until I guess you get that breaking point. What happened with, I'm not going to ask. You ain't got to make that. Well, when you realized it, when did you leave? Was it beyond the point of no return? Or is it just like, I'm tired of this
so
shit?
So I'll answer the question about my pattern. I'm so glad that you're having a great time with me.
This is funny. I'm waiting for you to answer this question.
So for me, my issue has been that I've gotten into things too quickly.
Woo!
So I'm the type of person who, I'm like an ambitious lover, I guess you can say. Like, I'm that person like, oh, when I meet someone, I'm immediately assessing, are you husband material and how can I be the wife that you need? Like, my brain is immediately there.
That sounds interesting.
And
that leads you rushing forever. Didn't I ask you that earlier? Rushing forever.
And because of that, I've created a lot of scenarios that should have stopped at point A.
You've created scenarios.
Yeah. I've created a lot of scenarios that should have stopped at point A if I would have just took the time to assess that this wasn't what I was trying to make it. So I'm learning how to relax, take a step back.
I just gave her tea. Look at that. Look at the presentation.
Thank you so much. It looks like a coffee shop presentation.
Well, you about to go to James' room, so.
Possibly. Thank you. So I know that those are my patterns. And because of that pattern, I tend to get with men who I know aren't really necessarily going to be what I need, or they really aren't presenting themselves to be what I need. And I always have this this aura that, like, okay, I'm just going to be whatever I need to be, and that's going to be enough. Without realizing that there's another person in the relationship. Like, it takes doing the relationship together in order to make it work. So, with that, I now have a new understanding of, like,
what did you say earlier? What you did before was you used to believe what they said as opposed to believe what they do?
Yes. So now I take the approach of just trying to chill, you know, chill out.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to see how that works. And if that doesn't work, then I'll think of something else.
When are you going to live with intention? Because you know that's something y'all do.
Live with intention.
Don't make moves with intention. Be more intentional about that. my actions. And
I think I need to relax, though. Oh. I feel like I move with a little bit too much.
So, intention. With you relaxing and not moving with intention and just minding your business.
Yes.
And you go to the James room with your laptop and you sit there and you're chilling. And it's the same type of vibe, atmosphere. And this man approaches you. Hey, I noticed you from over there and, you know, I just wanted to come introduce myself and blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. What are you going to respond?
We'll have a conversation. I'm not going to be... I don't want to be stuck up and stank. That's never... Don't even do that. That's not my personality and has never been my personality. So I'm not going to be stuck up and stank. We can have a conversation. And I think that my goal now is not to create a narrative or scenario, but to, like, really see who this person is.
But you just asked me. Am I not, do I not want to be married? That's not creating a scenario?
I asked you that question because I just wanted to know if that was a goal of yours.
A goal? Why does that have to be a goal to be married?
Because some people don't want to be married.
I mean, I'm on the fence. I don't have to be married. I could be happy with somebody. Is that it?
You want love, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
My goal is to be happy with somebody.
Okay.
To get the foundation built first.
Okay.
You're a holy person. What happened to the house that was built on the rock? Exactly.
So you're saying you want
a strong foundation.
Okay.
I want to be able to just meet somebody, we cool and things are great, and where it goes is where it goes.
Okay.
I want the relationship first. The fundamentals.
Okay.
And then, you know, should we get to that point of, hey, let's decide to live the rest of our lives together. You know, I think I'm cool with that. Okay, cool. As opposed to, hey, I want to get married right now. That's just a lot. Why is it...
But do you have to get married? Is there a difference? But do you not think that there's a difference between someone that's like, I'm moving with an intention of marriage. But that's not necessarily saying that they're like, tomorrow I'm trying to get married. Versus someone who's like, oh, I just kind of want to see where it goes.
The intention. Like,
example.
Come on.
You get in the car, right?
All
right. And you're driving. I'm intending to go to the James room when I leave here.
Yes, the intent.
Okay. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to stop somewhere else, you know, and have a good time. But my intention is to end up at the James room.
Okay.
Versus a person who is just like, I'm just getting the car, I'm going.
Gas is too high for that.
Exactly.
But if gas wasn't too high, I could just do that. I can just go out and drive aimlessly.
But what is gas? What is the variable of gas in relation in comparison to this relationship scenario?
I'm just saying. It's a
time, emotional investments.
Okay, keep going. How long?
Time.
How long you been broken up?
Couple months.
Couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your reflection on that?
My reflection was I could have probably come to a conclusion about that before even being with him. But we already talked about that. I already talked about I go too hard and I don't watch and I don't look and see what the person is really bringing to
the
table.
So you ignore the red flag?
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly ignore red flags and sometimes ignore my boundaries, or I like negotiate my boundaries.
Why? Don't you think you're worth it?
You
don't?
I mean, yes.
You don't think you're worth it?
I think that that's a part of the self-worth thing that I've been working on. I think yes, now, but I think before I've negotiated a lot of my boundaries and red flags because that whole concept, not everybody's perfect. And, you know, I'm a person that tries to see the good in people, so.
You can still see the good in people, but still pay attention to red flags. I do that shit all the
time. I understand that, but I didn't understand that before. So, now I do.
Well, now that you're older, that's why you're getting grown.
Yeah. That's what we'll say, I guess.
I mean, you know. Just wondering.
So have you had any reflections like that about you and your...
All the time. I live by myself. I'm single. It's just me. I sit right there on that couch and I just let my mind wander. And I realize and rationalize.
That ain't what I see on social media. But...
What do you see on social media?
You just talking junk?
Yeah, because this is what I do. I'm random. You think I'm going to record the moments of me over reflecting on past
relationships? Why not?
Why? Why would I do that?
Why not?
Why would I do that?
I think more men need to do that. I think you guys need to be more vulnerable with each other. I think you guys need to be more accountable to each other.
Okay. So you don't think I do that already?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
fair.
See it.
That's fair. I don't. Why would I say you don't? I don't think you, because you probably wouldn't know. Why would I put that on social media like that? You don't realize that social media is just basically a window into what we want people to see.
Why wouldn't you want people to see your vulnerability?
I don't. I hold on. That's just something I don't choose to post. So I'm going to put it on social. I'm going to go on Instagram and say, wow, I'm really thinking about this woman right now. You want me to say some shit like that?
Yeah.
Why?
You don't have to say what woman. But I think.
Nope. Because of that right there. That's why. That right there. Nope. It's that right there. That's why I don't do it. Because then everybody going to be flooding my message. What woman? Who? What's going on? No. Why? I talk about it when I want to talk about it.
Okay. You talk about everything else when you want to talk about it?
I don't talk about everything else.
Okay.
Well.
I just think it would be good for you to be open and vulnerable about things because the facade that you have is very like, oh.
Facade?
I'm single.
Put your finger
AKA
down. Put your finger down. Don't do that. Stop watching the video.
I'm single. AKAs get on my nerves.
Y'all do.
And.
Y'all do though.
I'm fine and I'm okay by myself.
I never said I can live with myself. I feel
but you
like,
desire love.
I feel like you have to be able, if you, how do you expect to be with somebody if you can't be by yourself?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong. You should absolutely
okay.
be able to be by yourself. But well,
why should I desire to be with somebody?
Becoming.
Why should I desire to be with somebody? Why should that be a goal of mine to be with somebody?
Because it's what you want. You said you want love.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I mean, I can't feel like I'd be loved already. But why does it have to be... Okay, I'll say it like this. Why does it have to be a main focus? Like, so you want love. What are you doing to get it?
Do you have... What else do you want?
Better money.
Okay, so you're just kind of like, oh, well, we'll just kind of chill out and see if more money comes.
No, obviously not.
Okay, all right. Don't so you're that. Intentional about that,
don't
right?
Don't do that.
Don't. No! Because I...
Don't do that. I see what you're doing. Don't do that.
What's the difference?
Drink your damn tea. Don't
no,
do that.
I was just saying, what's the difference?
What? How much time we got here?
But these are real questions that I've been facing with myself.
Okay.
So that's why I'm posing them to you. For me...
I've had thoughts of what's wrong with me. I've had thoughts of what am I doing or what am I not doing. I've thought that. Thought about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What position should I take? What direction should I change? And I realize, or something happens and I'm like, yeah, no, it ain't you, nigga.
And that's fair too. I'm not saying that it has to be.
No, but that's to answer your question, these are thoughts that I do. Especially when it comes like with money. So obviously if I want more money, I don't. And so I have to change my verbiage too, I've realized. Because I may not be as, you know, at the right hand of God the Father Almighty as you are, but I'm still in the vicinity.
My goodness.
So I realize when I put certain things out there, you have to be intentional with that.
Yes.
So if I say I want more money, then okay, I can just get more money. But it don't be the money that I want. It's mm-hmm. still more money,
right.
But it's not the money I wanted.
Yes.
So it's now I have to say I want better money.
Yes.
Because now that it's putting something on it.
Yes.
I want better money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I want better money. I want to be able to do things and comfortably do them as mm-hmm. opposed to shit. I got to
whew, figure something out. No.
Yeah.
So that, as I say with finding a lady, it's interesting. Mm. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's, I want the right one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that that's good. It's good that you've identified that you want the right one.
Well, I've always said that. I want the right one.
One thing that a friend has challenged me on is...
Ooh, a challenge? Your ass?
Yes. I didn't like it. Don't get me wrong. But a friend has challenged me on that concept of, like, as a successful woman, I guess you can say, in theory.
You're not successful.
I mean, I still want more, but I mean,
at this point,
some people could consider me successful. Yes. I've been very intentional mm-hmm. about putting myself in position to be successful.
Okay, of course.
So, in dating relationships, I've kind of did something on my nose.
No, my nose itch. Oh. Look at you. See? That's another reason. Pretension. That's why I don't work. Y'all so damn pretending. Damn. Never mind.
Anyways. So, also with my dating relationships, I think that a lot of women have, me included, have this idea that, like, the man is just going to walk into our lives, or we're going to meet him at church, or these things. And I'm trying to challenge myself, under the advice of this other person, to put myself in the positions to get what I want. And that's not saying, like, oh my gosh, marriage is my main focus, or like finding a man is my main focus, but it's a goal that I have. So I'm trying to move towards that goal.
Finding a man. Or a man finding you, because apparently you're not supposed to find no man. He should be finding you, or blah, blah, blah.
Yes. But the Lord Amen. Will present him.
Yes, sir.
Present me to mm-hmm. him. But I have to be in position.
Wow.
So
you positioning yourself at the James Room.
Not just the James Room. But I've made an effort to go out more.
You said that last... I remember that. That was 2020. I remember... I'll mm-hmm. never forget that.
Yeah.
You made it a point to say that you was going to be a... hot girl summer, or hot, it was something.
I wanted
you
to
said.
Do a hot girl summer, but the Lord shut that down with the pandemic, so that didn't happen. But
we back though, baby. People is outside.
I know. So Brush I'm making
Fest was
more
a couple
efforts.
Of weeks ago.
I'm making more efforts to be in the places where the type of man mm-hmm. that I would like mm-hmm. is going to be. So
like what? What type of places? I'm curious.
Well, I've been trying to do research about it.
Outside of
no men, and I don't know successful men.
What type
like
of
that.
Man are you looking for?
I'm looking for a successful man.
A successful man. A God-fearing, of course. That's number
God-fearing
one.
God-fearing man.
Does he have to go to church?
He has to be looking for a church home or something. Like, he can't be like, oh, I don't do church, because that's just...
Yeah, so you don't do church, you just don't go.
But if he just doesn't go, but he has a relationship with God, I don't really know how those two go together, but
they go together
crazier
well.
Things have happened.
They go together very well. I believe you can have... You can have a faith without going to church. Me and my mother have argued about this.
Okay, well, that's another podcast for another day. But... yeah, I'm looking for someone who's successful, who's passionate about...
More successful than you, or equally, or it doesn't matter?
I desire someone more successful than me.
Of course.
But if he's equal successful than me, that's fine.
Say that he's in a place of successful comfort, but it's less than you are.
That's fine.
Okay.
So
you can make more money than him?
Yeah, I don't mind making more money than him. I just want someone who's excited about something.
Excited about something.
Like, they have something that they do every day that's exciting to them, and okay. that's bigger than them.
Okay.
And of course, someone that has a personality, like, who's charming, who's a gentleman.
He's not an alpha, because I know you hate them.
Who has great family values.
What if he's a cute?
And the details we could potentially work through.
Like him being a member of Omega Psi Phi.
Like him being a member of any fraternity. Mm.
But you know y'all love Q, so.
Who is y'all?
AKA.
Anyway, so. I think now that that's what I'm doing in order to put myself in position and to also honor my boundaries.
Amen.
My red flags.
Amen.
Stuff like that. I just encourage you.
Oh God. And this is where we end.
No.
This has been fun.
I encourage you to do the same.
This is Danielle Writes It.
No.
She has a podcast and some copyright and stuff. Holla at her. Wow. And here's where we end because she's encouraging.
You don't want accountability.
I never said that. I'm very accountable.
Cut it off when it comes to accountability.
How? You said I encourage you to do something.
Yeah.
How you know I'm not doing that already?
You would say it if you were.
I am doing it. Goodbye, everybody. 15.